inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Hey, William, I'm getting kind of hungry. What do you think we should cook for dinner?
I don't know, but I'd love something with a little spice.
Great idea. I think we have some peppers ready for harvest.
We sure do. We have bell peppers, jalapeno peppers, sweet dough hill peppers, spicy red ember peppers, habanero peppers.
All right, I get it. We're growing lots of peppers. Did you know that pepper is the most widely used spice in the United States?
Well, I know that now. Peppers can be used in so many ways. Besides drying and grinding them into a spice blend, peppers can be pickled, frozen and saved for later, fermented and made into hot sauce, used as a relish, and of course, eaten fresh.
Wow, peppers are so versatile and good for you too. Peppers are loaded with vitamins A, C, E, and potassium and magnesium. I love eating them fresh out of the garden, but sometimes it's hard to tell if a pepper will be spicy or sweet before I bite into it. And on a hot day in the garden, the last thing I need is more heat.
Well, next time you can use the Scoville scale to determine how hot a pepper will be.
Scoville scale? What's that?
It's a measurement tool that tells you how spicy any type of pepper will be. If you don't like spicy, you should stay away from the ghost peppers and Carolina Reapers. Those are some of the hottest peppers on the Scoville scale.
I'll stick to my sweet bell peppers, thank you very much. Unless, of course, my sinuses are stuffed, then I might bite into a hot pepper to help relieve congestion.
All right. Now that you know how to tell the spice level of a pepper, let's go cook up some for dinner. I'm thinking stuffed peppers?
Yum, I like the way you think.
Well, this was William.
And this was England.
And we're from the Allegheny Mountain Institute.
Make sure to come visit us every Friday at the Farmers Market in Monterey from 3:30 till 6 p.m.